Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Just say one.
Oh,
just say one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful living God. I'm truly blessed to be before you on today, praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth Monday through Friday to read the Word of God, allowing the Holy Spirit to take control through the talents and the abilities in which God has given me, allow his gift to shine so the power of God through his word can be distributed through the radio waves to those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, and Twitter. We just thank God for you. You, you, and you. We take time out, praise God. Come forth and continue bringing the word of God truly in the name of Jesus as God wants for us to bring forth that word. God is a good God. God is an awesome God, and he still stands on the throne. I pray in the name of Jesus on this evening that we bring the word on tonight, that there's no interference, that the radio waves and all have gone forward, and that the Spirit of God is moving through the anointed word that we are bringing forth on this evening. We're reading out of the New King James Version of God's holy word out of the book of 1 Samuel. We are going forth to bring forth, praise God, at the start of chapter 6, continuing with 1 Samuel. Before we go forward, let us pray. Let's continue, Father, in the name of Jesus, giving you praise. For God, you're worthy, more than worthy to be praised. Knowing in the name of Jesus, apart from you, we can do nothing. But we stand in assurance, the positive assurance, that God, we can do all things through the Spirit, through the power and the anointing that comes from above. Only you, God, are able to do far and exceedingly above anything we can think or imagine, knowing that you, God, have all power. Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor as your Spirit moves forward. We say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Excuse me. Once again, praise God. God bless each and every one of you. And as we continue to move forward, we pray in the name of Jesus that we give God all that praise. Because he deserves it. He's God all by himself. I then also honor my wife, as always. We recognize that we're not any stronger without the three cores, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but also the connection of God that I have as a husband, and that through understanding my wife, that a three cord is very hard to destroy or separate. We thank God on today that you are blessed by the word that is going forth out of 1 Samuel. We're going to pause for a song, but we do acknowledge those out there listening in Prada, in Germany, and those that are in France, praise God. Those that are in the United Kingdom, God bless you. We recognize those that are in Korea, South Korea, Japan. We recognize those that are in the areas where there's issues in the world. Let us all pray for them. Continue to keep them up in their families, and those that have lost loved ones, we pray for them as well. And as always, we never could have made it without him. But just understand, God is still on the throne. We'll be back.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger.
Stronger.
I'm wise. I am better.
Wiser.
So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through. I realized I made it because I had you to hold on to.
Hallelujah. God is here and still in this place. 1 Samuel chapter 6. Let us read.
Now, the ark of the Lord was in the court there of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests of the Gibeah, saying, "What shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us how we should send it to its place." So they said, "If you send away the ark of the God of Israel, do not send it empty, but by all means return it to him with a trespass offering. They will be healed, and it will be known to you why his hand is not removed from you."
Then they said, "What is the trespass offering which we shall return to him?"
They answered,
5 golden doves and 5 golden rats, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. But the same plague was on all of you and your lords. Therefore, you shall make images of your tumors and images of your rats that revenge the land, and you shall give glory to the Lord of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from you, from your gods, and from your land.
Why then do you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he did mighty things among them?
Did they not let the people go that they might depart?
No.
Therefore, make a new cart that take 2 cows which have never been yoked, and hitch the cows to the cart, and take their calves away from them.
Then take the ark of the Lord and
sit it on the cart, and pour the ark of the gold which you are returning to him as a trespass offering in the chest by its side.
Good.
Send it away and let it go, and watch if it goes up the road to its own territory, to Beth Shemesh. Then he has done us this great evil. But if not, then he shall know that it is not his hand that struck us."
The men did so.
They took 2 milk cows and hitched them to the cart and shut up their cows at home. And they set the ark of the Lord on the cart in the chest, with the gold rats and the images of their tumors.
Then the cows handed straight by the road of Beth Shemesh and went along the highway.
lonely as they went, and did not turn aside to the right hand or the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them to the border of Beersheba. Now the people of Beersheba were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. Then the cart came into the field of Joshua of Beersheba, and a large stone was there. So they split the wood of the cart and covered the cows as a burnt offering to the Lord. The Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the chest that was with it, in which were the articles of gold, and put them on a large stone. Then the man of Beersheba offered burnt offering and made sacrifices the same day to the Lord. So when the five lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day.
Then,
these are the golden tumors which the Philistines returned as a trespass offering to the Lord. One for Ashdod, one for Gaza, one for Ashkelon, and one for Gath, one for Ekron. The golden rats according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the five lords, both fortified cities and country villages, even as far as the large stone of Abel, on which they set the ark of the Lord, which stone remains to this day in the field of Joshua of Beersheba. Then they struck the man of Beersheba because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. They struck 50,070 men of the people, and the people lamented because the Lord had struck the people with a great slaughter.
The men of Beersheba said,
"Who is able to stand before the Holy Lord God? And to whom shall it go up from us? So these its messengers to the inhabitants of the Kiljath-Jearim, saying the Philistines have brought back the ark of the Lord. Come down and take it up, Samuel." Chapter 7. The men of Kiljath-Jearim came and took the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab on the hill and consecrated his son to keep the ark of the Lord. So it was the ark remaining in Kiljath-Jearim a long time, it was there 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
Then Samuel spoke to the house of Israel, saying, if you return to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods in the Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines.
So the children of Israel put away the Baals in the Ashtaroth, and serve the Lord only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you.
They gathered together at Mizpah, drew water, and poured it out before the Lord. And they fasted that day and said, thou, we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel at Mizpah. Now when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel had gathered at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of the Philistines. So the children said to Samuel, do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. Now, as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day, and so confused them that they were overcome before Israel. Then the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and drove them back as far as Belo Betha. Then Samuel took a stone from Mizpah and Shan and called its name Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come anymore into the territory of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel.
Then the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron to Gath, and Israel recovered its territory from the hands of the Philistines. also there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. He went from year to year on the circuit to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah to judge Israel in all those places. But he always returned to Ramah, for his home was there. There he judged Israel, and there he built an altar to the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 8. Now it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. The names of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of the second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba, but his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribe, and perverted justice. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel in Ramah and said to him, "Look, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." So Samuel prayed to the Lord, and the Lord said to Samuel, "Heed the voice of the people and all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them out of Egypt, even to this day, with which they have forsaken me and served other gods. So they are doing to you also. Now, therefore, heed the voice. Whoever, however you shall solemnly forewarn them and show them the behavior of the king who will reign over them." So Samuel took all the words of the Lord to the people who asked him for a king. He said, "This will be the behavior of the king who will reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for your own chariots and to be as horsemen. Some will run before their chariots. He will appoint captains over his thousands and captains over his fifties. Will send some to plow his ground and reap his harvest, and some to make his weapons of war and equipment for his chariots. He will take your daughters to be performers, cooks and bakers. We'll take the best of your fields, your vineyards, and your olive groves, and give them to his servants. He will take a tenth of your grain and your vintage and give it to his officers and servants. He will take your male servants and your female servants, your finest young men and your donkeys, and put them to his wife. He will take a tenth of your sheep, and you will be his servant. And you will cry out in that day because of your king whom you have chosen for yourself. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, "No, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us in our before us and fight our battles." And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he repeated them in the hearing of the Lord. And so the Lord said to Samuel, "Heed their voice and make them a king." And Samuel said to the men of Israel, "Every man go to his city." 1 Samuel chapter 9. "Thou, O man, O Benjamin, whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zer, the son of Machir, the son of Alphia, a Benjamite, a mighty man of war and power. And he had a choice and handsome son whose name was Saul. Son, thou was not a more handsome person than he among the children of Israel. From his shoulders upward, he was taller than any of the people. Now the donkeys of Cush, Saul's father, were lost. Then Kiss said to his son Saul, 'Please take one of the servants with you, and arise, go and look for the donkey.' So he passed through the mountains of Ephraim and brought to the land of Shilisha. But they did not find them. And they passed through the land of Shittim, and they were not there. Then he passed through the land of the Benjamites, find them. When they had come to the land of Zoph, Paul said to his servant who was with him, 'Come, let us return, lest my father cease caring about the donkeys and become worried about us.' And he said to him, 'Look, now there is in the city a man of God, a and he is an honorable man. All that he says surely comes to pass, and let us go there. Perhaps he can show us the way that we should go. Then Saul said to his servant, but look, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread of our vessels is all gone, and there is no present to bring to the man of God. What do we have? And the servants answered so again and said, look, I have and 1 foot of a shekel of silver. I will give that to the man of God. Tell us our way, Amalek and Israel, when our man went to inquire of God, he spoke thus, come, let us go to the seer. He who is now called the prophet was formerly called a seer. Then Saul said to his servant, well said, come, let us go. So they went to the city where the man of God was. As they went up the hill to the city, they met some young woman going out to draw water, and said to them, is the seer here? And they answered them and said, yes, there he is, just ahead of you. Hurry now. For today he came to the city, because there is a sacrifice of the people today on the high place. As soon as you come into the city, you will surely find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he comes, because he must bless the sacrifice. Afterward, those who are invited with now, therefore, go up. For about this time you will find him. So they went up to the city. As they were coming into the city, there was Samuel coming out toward them on his way to the high place. Now, the Lord had told Samuel in his ear the day before Saul came, saying, tomorrow, about this time, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him commander over my people Israel, that he may save my people from the hand of the Philistines. For I have spoken, look upon my people, because their cry has come to me. So when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, he is the man of whom I spoke to you. This one shall reign over my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, please tell me, where is the seer's house? Samuel answered, sow and seed. I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today. And tomorrow I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart. But as for your donkeys were lost 3 days ago, do not be anxious about them, for they have been found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? And it is not on you that on all your father's house. And so answered and said, am I not a Benjamite of the smallest of tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Why then do you speak like this to me? Now, Samuel took Saul and his servants and brought them into the hall and had them sit in a place of honor among those who were invited. There were about 30 persons. And Samuel said to the cook, bring the portion which I give you, of which I said to you, sit in the pot. So the cook took the thigh with its upper part and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, here it is. What was kept back, it was set apart for you. Eat, for until this time it has been kept for you. Since I said I invited the people, so Saul ate with Samuel that day. When they had come down from the high place into the city, Samuel spoke with Saul on the top of the house. There arose early, and it was about the dawning of the day that Samuel called to Saul on the top of the house, saying, get up, that I may send you on your way. And Saul arose, and both of them went outside, he and Samuel. As they were going down to the outskirts of the city, Samuel said to Saul, tell the servant to go on ahead of us. And he went on, but you stand here a while, that I may announce that you the word of God. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him instead. Is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance? When you have departed from me today, you will find two men by Rachel's tomb and the territory of Benjamin at Zelzah. And they will say to you, the donkeys which you went to look for have been found, and now your father has ceased caring about the donkeys and is worried about you, saying, what shall I do about my son? Then you shall go on forward from here and come to the Tamarisk tree of Tamar. Now, three men going up to God at Bethel will meet you, one carrying three young goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a skin of wine. And they will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you will receive from their hands after that. You shall come to the heel of God, while the Philistines garrison. And it will happen when you have come down to the city that you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with a string instrument, tambourine, a flute, and a harp before them. And they will be prophesying. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. B. When these signs come to you, that you do as the occasion commands, for God is with you, you shall go down before me in Gilgal, and surely I will come and make sacrifices of peace offerings, 7 days of peace offerings. 7 days you will wait until I come to you and show you what you should do. So it was, when he had turned his back to go to Samuel, that God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. When they came there to the hill, there was a group of prophets to meet him. Then the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it happened, when all who knew him formerly saw that he indeed prophesied among the prophets, that the people said to one another, what is that has come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? Then a man from there answered and said, but who is their father? Therefore, it became a proverb. So also among the prophets. And when he had finished prophesying, he went to the high place. Saul's uncle said to him and his servant, where did you go? He said, to look for the donkey. When he saw that they were nowhere to be found, he went to Samuel. And Saul's uncle said, tell me, please, what Samuel said to you.
So Saul said to his uncle,
he told us plainly that the donkeys had been found, but about the matter of the kingdom, he did not tell him what Samuel had said. Then Samuel called the people to gather to the Lord of Mizpah and said to the children of Israel,
thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt and delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of the kingdom and from those who oppressed you. But you have today rejected your God, who himself saved you from all your adversaries and your tribulation, and you have said to him, no, set a king over us. Now, present yourself before the Lord by their tribes and their clans. And when Samuel had called all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was chosen. When he had called the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Metra was chosen. And so the son of Kish was chosen. But when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore, they inquired of the Lord's father, has the man come here yet? The Lord answered, there he is, hidden among the equipment. So they ran and brought him from there. And when he stood among the people, he was taller than any of the people from his shoulders upward. And Samuel said to all the people, do you see him whom the Lord has chosen? That there is no one like him among all the people. So all the people shouted and said, long live the king! Who explained to the people the behavior of royalty and wrote it in a book and laid it before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Saul also went home to Gibeah. And valiant men went with him whose hearts God had touched. But some rebels said, how can this man save us? So they suspended him and brought him no prince, but he his peace. Amen. That's going to conclude the right reading ending on 1 Samuel chapter 10. Praise God. Once again, we thank you. As always, we give God that praise, that glory, and that honor. And we thank God for you, 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 and you. Once again, we'll be back on tomorrow with the continuing reading of 1 Samuel chapter 11. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 11. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you that praise, we give you that glory, we give you that honor. We know, Father, in the name of Jesus, that as the word goes forward, we receive it, honoring you, recognizing you, listening to you, obey you in the direction in which you send us your words. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for today as we give you that praise, glory, and honor. Until we come again, we once again say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray for those that's fortunate, those that are ailing with a sickness or a disease, we still say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Everybody, now we're gonna go back home and sing it like we used to long time. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music come. Oh,
I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on, now. Praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him all day.
Praise Him all day long.
Come on, help me. Committed unto him against that day. Now let me hear you say, Jesus.